quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is a Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Lance will be joining us here in just a second. And we'll be talking about last night's Raw. We got a bunch of shows coming up this weekend. Saturday night's main event. My ear's clogged. Saturday night's main event. Double or nothing. A lot of stuff coming up. That's why you don't take a shower right before the show. You end up with water in your ear, and then you can't hear in one side of your headphones, which is a problem on a radio show. But I'm gonna barrel on through, like always. But yes, we got the two shows coming up this weekend. We've also got a bunch of random news. You know, like the return of Brock Lesnar from an alleged retirement. And what a coincidence that Brock Lesnar just comes back and then John Cena has to do some big long interview about what retirement means to him. So we'll tell you about that. Want to get some thoughts from Lance, if he has any, on Marty Jannetty. And we also got some other stories. Marty, of course, recently apparently had his foot amputated. We got some WrestleMania notes, and AEW is heading to Clearwater for some shows, and they've also got a special show coming up in Huntsville, Alabama. So we'll tell you about that. The Best of the Super Juniors, and plenty more. You know what today would be a good day for everybody? Questions. So if you have questions for myself or Lance, I'm going to tell you what to do. Text them to me, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566, F4WOnlineGmail.com, F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Veterans and active duty service members, when your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity, protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I gave my ear some time to dry out, so hopefully we're good now. You don't know what kind of problem that is, Lance, as a man who's dry all the time. What's going on?
No, not too much.
Yeah, how was the weekend?
It was good. I worked Thursday and Friday, traveled on Saturday, and dealt with, we actually had snow on Saturday for a brief period of time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's the May-long weekend for us. We always get at least a couple of snowflakes May-long weekend.
What's the story with Keith Jardine and Mustafa?
Well, Keith Jardine was the most amazing coincidence. I was actually accused of teasing something ahead of time, but a week ago on Observer Live, when you were off doing whatever you
wanted. Wait, who accused you of this?
A friend of mine texted me.
But like it was somebody, was it somebody in TNA or just some rando?
No, just a friend of mine.
Okay.
But on Thursday, when you were doing something with your children, Tom and I had Observer Live, and I had mentioned while we were reviewing Dynamite that Jon Moxley now looks a lot like Keith Jardine with the beard and the bald head and being a little bit crazy. And Tom put over that he actually moves a bit unorthodox like Keith Jardine.
I feel like this was mentioned a while ago as well. Months ago, actually.
Well, I think texted you about ages ago that he does. But we discussed it on the show, and Tom mentioned that he's, you know, quite successful in acting and stuff now. And then Wednesday night, when I get the format sheet emailed to me and I read through it before the show, who's on our format sheet for our live impact on AMC on Thursday night but Keith Jardine?
Wow.
And it was an amazing
Does
coincidence.
Does he still look just like Jon Moxley or vice versa?
His beard is not quite as pointy as Moxley's, but he still looks very much like Keith Jardine. And I got a text after it aired. It's like, that's why you mentioned him on Observer Live. I'm like, no, dude, I had no idea.
Guys, you don't know nothing. Lance doesn't know anything about anything, guys. I mean, I'm telling you. I don't even bother. Like, if there's something going on in TNA, you literally would probably be the last person I would ask. I'd probably ask, like, John in Memphis first. But what was Keith Jardine even doing there? Like, what's going on? And Mustafa.
Well, Keith has a television series on AMC over Your Dead Body, over Your Dead Body.
What the hell is this about?
I think he's a very angry, violent man, and maybe he kills people on it. I don't know.
Oh, it's like a, so I thought it was like a documentary.
No, it's a television series.
I see, okay.
He's an actor now.
I got it.
So he was there as a celebrity in the crowd to cross-promote and promote his show on AMC. And gets a little bit more involved than that. So, but he was a really cool dude and seemed to have a lot of fun. And I was just amazed. And I even told him the story, like just randomly out of the blue, mentioned him on a wrestling radio show a week ago. And here he is on our wrestling show. And Mustafa Saeed, I would have saw him in ECW, but I first wrestled the Gangstas in 1994 in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, a fact that Tom Hannifin pointed out. He was in kindergarten at the time, but Mustafa was made a appearance in a battle royal on our live show, and it was good to see him again, and it was just amazing. And in a crazy coincidence, I found out the next day. Mustafa appeared on our show on the fifth anniversary of New Jack's passing.
Wow. Just out of, just a completely coincidence.
Just a coincidence. Yeah, it was the next day on, like, one of my Facebook memories came up with, you know, 5 years ago yesterday was, you know, a memory that New Jack passed, I commented on.
Wow.
And I was like, holy crap. And I looked it up, and sure as heck, the...
Sure enough, as they say?
Yes. And it was the fifth anniversary of New Jack's passing that Mustafa Saeed made a return to pro wrestling.
Wow.
Maybe he does wrestle regularly. I don't know, but he's, I assume, lives in Sacramento.
Well, how about that? What an exciting weekend for you and Tom.
Mm-hmm. I got to agent / produce Keith Jardine.
I just went to a resort. It was awesome. All right, let's get into some news. Well, first off, do you have any? Actually, a couple of things. Since everybody is asking, tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show, we are watching the first hour of a WWE Coliseum home videotape, Invasion of the Body Slammers.
Oh, tremendous. Okay. This will be like 80s earlier, maybe.
Now, I've not watched any of this yet, but I've been told two things about it. And it's like, man, this is... I swear to God, I'm not making this up, by the way. The first 10 minutes appears to be all of the Repo Man vignettes, one after another.
Oh, that'll be tremendous.
And then that first hour ends at the end of a Bret Hart Shawn Michaels match. So,
really?
I'm not sure there's ever going to be a... that's what Sean said.
I just could have swore that Invasion of the Body Slammers was a Coliseum home video before I even broke into the wrestling business. Like, one I rented at a video
store. Well, no, if Repo Man was on it, then it would have had to have been.
I'm questioning that this is actually what it is, or whether they've reproduced their own version and given it that name, because I'm pretty sure that was a home video cassette in the mid-80s that had, like, Captain Lou or... you know, someone like that on the cover.
Yes, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, ends at 59:59 of the first hour. So I'm going to get my two of my favorite wrestlers in history having a match together, and also 10 minutes in a row of the Repo Man. Oh, man, that's going to be something else. But that's tonight, the first hour on the Brian and Vinny Show, and then we'll do more in upcoming weeks. You have any? You ever meet Marty Jannetty?
I think I met him only briefly. I had my last match at WrestleCon like 10 years ago in Dallas. And I know he was there. I believe I met him and said hi. My daughter Rebecca was with me, and it was the highlight of her weekend. She was in the lobby early morning and got...
Are you kids fans?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so, but she was excited to meet Marty Jannetty?
No, she was excited to get a photo of him thigh deep in the hotel lobby fountain.
Okay. I see.
And she took this photo. It's a little grainy because she had to, you know, from a long way away. But yeah, seeing Marty Jannetty wander through hip deep in the fountain in the hotel lobby in Dallas was probably her fondest memory of the weekend.
Was he dirty? Was he inebriated?
I'm guessing he was under some influence or another.
Mm, I see, yeah.
Perhaps just sleep deprivation. Who knows?
It could have been just sleep deprivation. You know, Garrett sent me a quick text here. The guy that wrote the Pillman book, Liam McGregor, told a story one time that they did an indie event in the UK once. Marty was there signing autographs and such. There was a giveaway, and one of the prizes was a bottle of Jack Daniels. So a fan wins the bottle. Marty finds the fan to congratulate him, tells the fan, "Let's take a picture with you and the crew." So they take the photo. Marty wants to hold the bottle to make the picture look cooler.
And then walks off with it.
And walks off with the bottle.
Of course he does.
Is it Liam O'Rourke, this person said? Yeah, I may have got the, yeah. Marty was definitely one of those old school workers, I can tell you that much. Mm-hmm. But hopefully everything's all right with his ankle. I mean.
Yeah, you mentioned it on the Observer show last night, but it's like you're the Marty Jannetty of the team. It's like this big insult now, but
it's too bad.
Marty was actually extremely great.
Dude, go ahead.
He happened to be the tag team partner of one of the greatest of all time. And yes, he was the less successful rocker, but it's like Marty was super, super talented.
You know, I would say I'm the biggest Shawn Michaels fan of all time, but, you know, everyone I meet, it's their own biggest fan of Shawn Michaels of all time. But anyway, as much as I love that guy, I mean, I saw some Rockers matches where I think he was the second best guy in the match. This was earlier on, but man, Marty was really, really good. And unfortunately, it's just things happen. Tag team broke up. One guy went to superstardom. One guy didn't. And so now, like, he's used as a punchline, which is, it's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that that's how things turned out. But back in a moment with more Observer Live.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, so according to Chris Prime 49, Captain Lou...
source.
Yes, well, I mean, come on. This guy knows what he's talking about. Captain Lou was on the cover of Bloopers, Bleeps, and Body Slams, which is probably what you were thinking of.
Could be.
Attack of the Body Slammers, different. Bloopers, Bleeps, and Body Slams, which actually sounds like an awesome tape. I may have to watch that one next. Bloopers, Bleeps, and Body Slams. All right, what do you think about the return of Brock? Was that stupid or what?
Well, the Heyman promo didn't make a ton of sense as far as saying he's still retired. But I think the return and the... I'm doing air quotes here, fake retirement, makes perfect sense that a physical dominant person like Brock, who gets blitzed and beat, I could see fighter mentality with, all right, I'm done, take off his boots, take off his gloves, and go home. And then after several weeks or months of contemplating, rethinking and going, you know what, I could kick this guy's butt. I took him too lightly. Screw this. I'm going to go back and get my revenge. So I think him coming back to attack Oba makes perfect sense. The claiming he's still retired is a bit odd.
Yeah, like, I saw these people, you know, defending it and going, well, the guy never said he was retired.
Well, he doesn't have
and
to.
This and that. And it's like, well, yeah, but on TV they just said, he was retired. They just said, we filed retirement papers for Brock Lesnar.
Well, but that's
but he's just wrestling
line.
Again.
It's an angle.
But it's stupid. We just sat through John Cena's retirement and AJ Styles' retirement and who else retired? Goldberg. And now on TV, they're actually telling us, it doesn't matter if you retired. You can just keep wrestling. That's literally the storyline.
It's the most believable storyline they've ever told.
I know, but it's dumb. God, I've sat through a year of this with John Cena. Then this guy does an interview. You ready for this?
Sure.
John Cena loves that he still gets to be a part of WWE after retiring from the ring. Guys, let me tell you something. Have you ever noticed how right I always am?
No.
Anybody?
No.
Okay. Did I not, over and over and over and over and over again, say, why are they advertising this as John Cena's final appearance in all these cities? It was never like sometimes it was, this is his last match. But oftentimes it was like, this is the last time you're going to get to see John Cena in Everett, Washington. It's done. You'll never see this guy again. They teased it like, once he was done, he wasn't going to go anywhere. It'd be one thing if it was like, hey, you know, buy your ticket. It's his last match ever in Everett. No, it was... hey, this is his final appearance. Dude, they advertise his final Raw appearance. His final appearance in Madison Square Garden. Not wrestling, final appearance. I said, guys, this is ridiculous. You're telling me this guy is never going to appear in these cities ever again.
Brian, this is like the attendance figures, and if I can quote Vince McMahon, which I don't like doing, it's part of the entertainment portion of the
show. I know that, but you sold tickets.
They lie, Brian.
And not only did you sell tickets to these people, but these aren't like 1980s house show tickets, guys. People were paying $400 a ticket. You know how many people paid for that Saturday night's main event?
They were paying like 10 grand.
Now, granted, that was the last time you were ever going to see him wrestle. I'll give him that. But good Lord. So
man,
John Cena loves...
quit.
He's still going to get to be a part of WWE after retiring from the ring. but fans shouldn't plan on ever seeing him taking another wrestling bump again. That I believe, actually. He has maintained his retirement would be legitimate. No amount of money could lure him back. Policy apparently extends to any kind of physicality. John Cena told The Takedown on SI, are you ready for this? There will be, quote, no fall downs from him in his new role.
Well, that may describe better how he was bumping at the end anyway.
Not bumps. No fall downs will be allowed in his new contract.
I won't even take a bump and roll on my hip a little bit.
It's great, he says. Honestly, it's great. This is John Cena. Physically, I feel great. Gosh, I love watching the product. You saw me. I was in a bunch of fun at WrestleMania. Really looking forward to the future, my future role in WWE. Very excited about the John Cena Classic. This was the confusing thing about retirement, he said. First of all, I will stay retired. No fall downs. I will not do anything physical. But that doesn't mean I'm away from WWE. I mean, everyone knows how passionate I am about not only sports entertainment, but WWE. Where do I fit in now, he said. You know, John Cena was worried about where he might fit in. Like that one year where he wasn't sure that there was a spot for him at WrestleMania. He needed a clear path to WrestleMania. Much like he needs a clear path to finding something to do. What could I possibly do in this business? He's now under contract as an ambassador. Plug in club WWE memberships. He said that Nick Khan and Triple H have been, quote, very open-minded as he figures out his post-retirement role. Cena said after a 4 to 5 month period of him coming up with the idea and Khan and Levesque digesting the information, I swear to God he said this, they have been working out the details of the John Cena Classic for a couple of months now.
They still don't really know what it is.
Lance, how long would it take you and I to sit down and come up with an idea for a John Cena Classic? It's been months, he says. 4 to 5 months, and what they came up with is that weird-ass speech where he goes, I hope it works. We're going to have, like, some people doing something.
It's and, not like, perfect.
You might win, you might lose, but you can still win, you know? I don't know. That was his speech. Mm-hmm. 4 to 5 months they've been coming up with this. Who was it? I think it was actually Jim Cornette. I don't remember exactly what it was, but Vince Russo, this is a Vince Russo, Jim Cornette story. Someone can correct me if I get exactly this whole thing wrong, but Vince Russo said something like, you know, it takes me 6 days to write the script for this show. And it's like 28 pages and this and that. And Cornette was like, if it took me 6 days and 42 pages to script a television show, I don't want to say, he said he would basically, that would be the end of him. Hey, listen, if it took you 4 to 5 months to come up with whatever they came up with to announce on that show, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, they don't have a date. They don't have a location.
Don't rush them, Brian.
They don't have anything. I snorted. That's how bad this was. All right.
We know for sure there'll be some people involved.
I think. Can't even say that.
I hope there's some fall downs.
Well, I hope everyone else falls down, but certainly not John Cena. No more fall downs. No more. Shouldn't it be falls down if we're really thinking about this?
Well, no, you fall down quite a bit, and he wants no fall downs.
No falls down is what it should be.
Well, that would be describing it once, but if you're saying there's no fall downs in my future employment.
I don't think so, Lance.
I need to get that written into my TNA contract. I don't want any more fall downs.
I want to get that written into this. I've fallen down multiple times doing this show. Usually because of something like what John Cena just said. AW heading to Clearwater, Florida this July. Beach Break 2026 at the BayCare Sound in Clearwater on July 8th. Fifth edition. It is a, quote, outdoor with roof cover waterfront boutique concert venue. Sounds like fun. And that's coming up this July. They're also heading to Huntsville, Alabama at the end of the month. And they will be honoring the Midnight Express and in particular, Dennis Condrey. Although Bob Eaton has also passed away, so they should just, you know, pay tribute to both of them. Wonder if they'll pay tribute to Jim Cornette there. What do you think?
You kind of have to mention him if you're going to do a Midnight Express anything.
You sort of do, don't you? Well, we'll see if they do. So anyway, that's coming up on May 30th. Collision at the Von Braun Center. So, God, that's like just over a week now. That's a busy weekend. We'll have the Dennis Condrey Memorial Show. And boy, was that guy great. And
as was Bob Eaton.
Yeah, they were all great, let me tell you. And then that same weekend is Noche de los Grandes, the Night of the Los Grandes, as we have the mask versus mask match, the OG El Grande versus El Grande Americano. And man, that El Grande has gotten a lot of wins on Raw lately. I don't know. There's no way they can unmask that guy, right? Tell me, Lance.
Isn't Chad Gable scheduled for a return to Raw?
Is he?
Thereafter? Okay. It may not have been legit. I saw someone post online that there was a graphic saying maybe they were speculating. I don't know.
We've also got Clash in Italy, which will be the next day, with the Cody Rhodes Gunther match for the WWE title and Roman Reigns Jacob Fatu Tribal Combat.
And so, what day is that on?
May 31st. Sunday.
Saturday or Sunday.
Cole had a typo, even though it was written on the screen correctly. A typo, he said. Back in a moment with the Raw Report Observer Live.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer helps you easily find and buy the right coverage for you. It's everything you've always wanted. Well, I mean, you know, as far as a website that lets you shop, quote, and buy insurance in one place. But hey, maybe that is everything you've always wanted. You know, yeah, people have different types of dreams. And if all you've ever been searching for is a website that helps you choose home insurance rates and coverage, boy, do we have great news about Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Have you ever experienced the Kohl's Memorial Day sale effect? You get $10 off $25 spent and Kohl's cash. Then something shifts.
You go in for one thing, you leave with six. High-fiving a person that's actually a mannequin and feeling pretty good about it. Someone needs to study this. See for yourself at KohlsandKohls.com. Select style. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offer ends May 25th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Old Lance is joining us here today. Old Lancer, as I like to call him. Got a lot to get into. See if we got any text message for Raw. There's not much to talk about on Raw, really. Let's see.
We've already addressed Brock. And how he needs to purchase some sturdier jeans.
Yeah, did they rip again?
Yes.
That's too bad.
Same place, too.
You know what? My new gimmick is coming out of the crowd and super kicking people. And I've done it in jeans the last several times. I still haven't split my jeans. And that's a full split on that super kick, brother.
Yeah, you're probably not as well muscled as Mr. Lesnar.
I'm a little less muscular in the glute area. A little. But maybe we can work on that. Has Lance ever read the Parker books by Richard Stark? If yes, where does he rate them? If no, he should.
I've read them all. I like them a lot. Big fan of Donald Westlake, whether he writes as Richard Stark or as himself. He wrote also a Dortmunder series under his real name. And the highlight book that took me forever to track down actually has Dortmunder using a Parker novel to plot his crime. A lot of movies from the Parker series.
Person says, is Kevin Nash still on a Legends deal? He's been pretty outspoken about TKO lately. Yeah, because his Legends deal ain't paying him anything anymore. That's the problem. His merch checks are they've dropped precipitously. Just like that word.
I can't imagine he has a ton of merch, so unless he gets in video games, which I guess he probably would. Not like they're selling DVDs anymore.
All right. Let's
I think my last merch check was like $15.
You know how some people like to just argue with me for whatever reason?
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody in WWE mad that I went off last night about Javon not being on the show. And it was like, did you watch the show? Like, they literally, during this show, they had a graphic up and they explained to us, this is Javon Evans' hometown. He's a hometown hero in this town. And then he's not even on the show. And I get this message here. I was at Raw. Javon got a hero's welcome to kick off the night, and it was for main event. Place was so hot for just a throwaway match. And even though Raw was great, it would have benefited him so much to get the Trick Williams treatment in his hometown. Oh well. They just want to like push my button so that I get another God.
But even if they're just going to put him for the house, which is fine, because that's his hometown, the hometowners got to see him, it's like, I don't know why they would mention it on Raw.
That's the point. Somebody this morning was like, you know, it was Ivy Niles' hometown last week. She wasn't on the show. I was like, okay, they didn't do a big graphic and explain, hey, we're in Ivy Niles' hometown. If they had, that would have been weird. But like, why did they even mention it? Anyway, God, it was bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. Where's my report? So busy rambling. Roman Reigns arrived.
Did you notice that he got out of the truck, walked forward, and then a stagehand walked up and handed him the belt?
They've been like doing this for a few weeks now.
That's weird that he doesn't carry the
belt.
Yeah,
the story
with him.
Is he doesn't carry it with him. I guess in storyline, that thing's too heavy and he's not carrying it in his luggage. So, like, some nerd just holds on to it for him at the shows. So, yeah, he shows up and. And Adam Pearce is angry. He wants to fire Jacob. Roman wants to talk to Jacob first. Jacob's music just hits. He goes down to the ring. Usos interrupt. They try to explain, bro, you're about to get fired. You're talking about wanting to provide for your family. You should have just acknowledged Roman like you said you were going to do. Now they're thinking of firing you. You're going to end up back in prison. Jay then goes after Jacob. Jacob beats up both these dudes. Roman Reigns hits the ring. And Jacob beats up three dudes by himself. And then finally, You know, he gets overwhelmed, laid out, super kicked, Superman punch, spear, dead. So then Roman heads up the ramp and he goes, all right, I did my deal. You want to fire him? Go for it. So Adam Pearce is about to fire this dude when suddenly Fatu grabs a mic and says, Roman, tribal combat. And Roman's angry. Whatever you're doing to the mic, we can all hear it. Roman's angry. And he turns to Jimmy and he goes, I have to do it. And so he accepts. Tribal combat coming up at, I guess, Clash in Italy.
They conveniently had a fully produced, edited, and narrated video package for this, like, minutes later.
They are a very, very good team.
Did you notice when Fatu first went to the ring, because I did, that the ropes were super loose? And I was like, man, those ropes are loose. And then they did the time in the rope spot conveniently.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. It was a really strong segment.
The old school tying in the ropes.
I loved that spot.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to always see, you know, like Andre the Giant would get tied in the ropes and these other guys, Earthquake. And then when I went to Ohio Valley.
With cables.
No, they had an actual WWE ring with actual rope. Like, okay. it was a real 20 by, this was when they were still, it was just giant. I mean, it was the first time I think I'd ever been in an actual 20 by 20 ring, because all the ones around here were like 18 by 18. I think some were even like 16 by 16, some of the TV rings in Portland. This thing was like the size of a freaking football field. And I remember thinking, like, I don't know if I've ever actually hit real ropes, because every ring I'd ever been in had the cables with the, you know, and they were like, you know, nice ropes or whatever that you'd bounce off them. So I thought, I wonder what these ropes are going to be like. These freaking ropes were as solid as the steel cables, if not
piano
more.
Wire type.
Oh my God. I hit those things and like, holy smokes. So yeah, they got to loosen those babies up, because you ain't getting hung in those ropes if they're not loose. No chance. We had Finn Balor, JD McDonagh, street fight. This was a very fun match. Best one they've had together. Got a lot of time, got to do a lot of gimmicks. Double foot stomp while the can was on JD's body for the finish. I liked it.
Yeah, it was a really good finish. I was, when Dom first got involved, I was just like, oh, come on. But at least they gave us the clean finish. It was a great finish, and it was a really fun match. So two thumbs up for this one.
I was liking this show at this point. Seth Rollins promo where he challenges Braun Breaker. He notes, I have not had a match on Raw in 9 months. Which, of course, much of that he was out with injury. But I heard those words and I was like, Seth hasn't wrestled on Raw in 9 months? Wow. Sol Ruka did a promo backstage. Becky interrupts, buries her, tells her to go back to NXT. Sol goes, all right, I'll leave. But she leaves to the ring, calls out Becky, demands a match. Becky says, no, not happening. But I will give it to you at Saturday night's main event. Sol says, well, I'll snatch your soul and your title. And Becky goes, no, you have done nothing to deserve a shot at the title.
She's right.
But I'll still wrestle you. And it's true. She's done nothing but lose and fail. So she'll win that one, I'm sure. Paul meets with the Vision. He announces it'll be Seth versus Austin Theory tonight. You just hear thunderous boos. Braun wants to know what's going on. Paul goes, well, you'll know where Seth is, what time, his hands will be full. Why don't you run this play? And in hindsight, I don't know what play he was running.
He was late for the play, but...
You don't say?
This promo just made me not care about the main event, because I
knew... You weren't the only one.
The match wouldn't matter. It was about Braun running in and beating up Seth.
We had Los Americanos, Hermanos versus Los Americanos, and... You know, this is not AAA. We're not in Mexico. We're in Javon Evans' hometown, wherever it was, I forgot. And no one cared for the first half. But they worked so hard, and they did so much stuff there at the end, that they actually got the crowd. And good heat there at the end. Rio and Bravo held Brutus. El Grande hit the loaded headbutt, heel finish, because they're, for some reason, heels in America. And they got the crowd, so I got to give it to them.
Did
great
you
job.
Notice that two matches into the show, we had had 8 moonsaults?
Really?
Yes. There was an attempt for a 9th, but JD got stopped on his 4th. There was 5 in this trios match, and JD did 3 and tried 4 in his match. So there was 8 successfully executed moonsaults, 9 attempts.
We had a Cole plug for the Italy show with the wrong day, even though the proper day was on the screen. He blamed a typo.
Now, is the time difference potentially the reason why?
No.
Does it happen on a different day than it airs here?
I don't think so.
Because
no.
Sometimes they're a day ahead.
We had a Usos promo about tribal combat, and LA Knight showed up. And LA Knight makes some comment about the Ufalafa.
Ufalafa?
No, he called it the Ufalafa. Because the point is, Jay, like, lost it. He totally turned, had to turn his face, had to, like, pretend he was rubbing his eye. I was dying. I didn't notice it until later when people pointed it out, but you got to go back and watch this.
What happened to the Ufalafa?
I don't know. I think Roman still wears it here and there. They had a video package with it on.
He didn't wear it. Oh, well.
Michael Cole, sit down with Ethan Page. I liked this, although I know your cyborg brain probably went nuts when Ethan Page explained that he didn't have an ego, he just had confidence, even though his name is all ego. I thought they did a good job here. I like this Ethan Page.
Other than the...
Probably the best Canadian.
Wow.
Brian Page versus Roxanne and Raquel for the women's titles. Brother, this was rough. This was a rough go. Brian Page won. They're facing off against Nia and Lash, Saturday night's main event. I think it's about time that we moved on in this women's tag title story here. You know what I'm saying?
I think Brie got kicked in the face early in this one.
That's not good either.
No.
We had the Brock Lesnar segment where he just came out and he beat up Oba and he F5'd him 4 times. And then crowd's going bonkers for this dude. And then they go backstage and Paul meets with Heyman. And that's when Heyman says, yeah, he's retired. But we got a contract here for a match at Clash in Italy. All right. Man. It's like, I bet John Cena and Nick Khan and those guys took 4 months to come up with that one, too. I guess it's only been a couple months, but. Street Profits promo. They're having issues. And then the main event is Seth versus Theory.
In matching gear.
God, they were wearing matching gear.
So much so that Graves had to mention it.
They had to mention it on commentary. So, you know, Seth hasn't wrestled in 9 months. They put Theory in this group. I don't even have any idea why. I mean, he's in a main event group, which I guess is good for the guy, but, like, he's just the designated jobber. They never let him talk. He never wins. Nobody cares. This crowd is dead for this match. And they're just doing stuff. I was struggling for consciousness. And then, you know, the only guy with any heat is Logan Paul. And he tries to get involved. They do a knuck spot, this and that. And then there's a distraction, and Theory rolls him up. Seth just kicks out Pedigrees and pins him. I was like, yet another experiment that does not seem to be going well for old Theory.
And I'm also curious how, again, my cyborg brain, how the brass knuck spot, the ref didn't DQ Seth. Seth was down. I know, but it's the Eddie Guerrero spot. You hear the shot, you turn around, you see the guy with the weapon, the other guy unconscious, because when he went to Logan Paul, Theory was standing tall and Seth was down. And then when he turns around, Theory's out cold, Seth is standing with the brass knucks in his hand. How do you not deduce that he punched him in the face with brass knucks and disqualify him? It's the Eddie Guerrero spot.
I don't know, man. But then we had a, like, 4-minute schmoz. Logan, Seth, Dawkins, Montez, Braun Breaker, Logan again, Braun killing people. We had a huge dive by Montez that the camera frickin' missed. And then they didn't show a replay. Then we had a spear by Braun on the outside and Seth, the camera missed. Also didn't show a replay. That's like the worst last... Actually, now that I think about it, I can't remember the last 15 minutes of a Raw as bad as this one. This was terrible.
That accomplished a bit. They furthered the Street Profits breakup and got Braun over strong at the end.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Tonight, on this old Brian and Vinny show, we have got a WWE Coliseum home video that we're going to be reviewing. And if you would like to join us, it is available on YouTube. I tweeted it out. You can head up and check it out on YouTube. Invasion of the Body Slammers. We're going to watch the first hour, which I know involves 10 minutes of Repo Man videos, as well as a Shawn Michaels-Bret Hart match. So at least I'm excited for half of it. So that'll be coming up later on here tonight. Tomorrow, Filthy Tom will be back. And then we'll be back on Thursday as well. Haven't figured out what we're doing Thursday, but Friday there will be no show. Memorial Day weekend, no one's going to be here, including myself. So we'll do a replay that day. But we will be back with a vengeance over the weekend, as Vinny and I will be covering Saturday night's main event and the AEW pay-per-view and doing live post shows. And I'll be doing shows with Dave both nights as well. So what a time to sign up, everybody. There will be a lot of content, so check it out. And that's it. Lance, quick plug for Impact.
Thursday nights, AMC, 9 till 11 in the U.S., Eastern time.
And quit spoiling everything on this show. you don't need that heat. Guys, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live!